My beloved hearts, I, Mary, come to greet you in this new year of 2007, which is truly the year of opportunity for establishing world peace in the spirit of Christ and the spirit of Buddha. You have heard Gautama give his powerful and beautiful thought form for this year, with the figure eight flow and the golden Buddha seated over the Middle East. My beloved, I encourage you to use this thought form when you give the new rosary we release now, namely the Rosary of the Eternal Now. O my beloved, this rosary is most powerful and it is indeed a culmination of all of the rosaries, not the least of which is the last two rosaries for the past and the future. For my beloved, when it comes right down to it, the past and the future are nothing but illusions, mirages created by the sense of separation from the allness of life that I love to call the river of life. My beloved, there are those who believe that heaven is a place of eternal rest where angels sit around on pink clouds playing harp. There are those who believe it is the Buddhic Nirvana, which they, in contrast to the Buddha's true teachings, have come to see as a place where nothing changes, where there is no growth, no individuality, no differentiation. Yet, my beloved, what must die so that you, the conscious you, can be resurrected into eternal life is not your individuality, your sense of self. Nay, my beloved, what must die is the separate sense of self, the self that is based on separation from the river of life. This is the self that is born of your refusal to take up the responsibility to become the Christ, to become one with all life through oneness with the Guru. My beloved, there is no more important relationship for people on earth than their relationship to a spiritual teacher, or, as such a teacher is often called in the East, a guru. Oh yes, my beloved, the word guru has indeed received a bad name in the West, in large part due to the many false and fake gurus that have come out of the East and have attempted to take advantage of the spiritual awakening that has been going on in the West now for several decades. Yet I must tell you that there is a reality in the fact that you need someone who is not trapped in a duality consciousness in order to escape your own dualistic illusions. For as Jesus has so lovingly explained in his Ego Discourses, and as he recently explained in another essential discourse, the main characteristic of the ego is that it blinds you to reality. This is what the Buddha called the veil of Maya, the veil of illusion, that makes you vulnerable to the forces of duality, which the Buddha called the demons of Mara. Yes, my beloved, there are indeed many parallels between the teachings of the Buddha and the teachings of Christ, And that is why you will see that this new Rosary of the Eternal now, for the first time ever, blends the teachings of the Christ and the teachings of the Buddha. This, my beloved, is an extremely powerful ritual, not only for you personally, but also for the world at large. For I must tell you that the main strategy used by the forces of duality is indeed the strategy of divide and conquer. And how could it be otherwise? For how could the forces of duality do anything but divide others as they are divided in themselves through their entrapment in the consciousness of duality, the consciousness of anti-Christ and anti-Buddha? For my beloved, as you should realize by now, the true teachings of Christ are the teachings of inner oneness, oneness with your own higher being, through oneness with a teacher or master or guru outside yourself. For did not Jesus himself outpicture that path of oneness with his disciples? Did he not attempt to take his disciples from the state of consciousness in which they were trapped when he found them, and take them into oneness with himself? And was it not so that few of the disciples were able to enter into that oneness? Specifically, Peter was the one who outpictured the difficulty that many among humankind have in understanding the true message of Christ, that you not simply follow Christ and elevate Christ to an idol who will do the work for you, but that you come into oneness with Christ, the oneness that can be attained only by following the inner path, the straight and narrow way, the middle way. For you see, my beloved, both the Christ and the Buddha, in their true inner teachings, taught the inner path, the path of oneness. How can you be a true follower of Christ unless you come into oneness with Christ, unless you let that mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus, so that you can do the works that Jesus did and greater works? And how can you be a true follower of the Buddha unless you come into oneness with the Buddha? For is it not so, my beloved, that the essence of the teachings of the Buddha is that everything is the Buddha nature? And so when you see that everything is the Buddha nature, how can you fail to come into oneness with the Buddha who has embodied the Buddha nature? And likewise, did not Jesus talk about the Word? And does not the Gospel of John say that in the beginning was the Word, and without him was not anything made that was made? So when you see the essence of the teachings of Christ, you see that everything is made out of the Word, out of the universal Christ mind. And thus when you see this, how can you fail to see the universal Christ in yourself, and thereby come into oneness with the universal Christ mind and with all who have previously come into oneness with that mind, namely Jesus, Gautama, myself, and all the true saints and sages of the ages, those who are found in every religion? For my beloved, did not Jesus clearly spell out for Christians that unless their righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, they shall in no wise enter the kingdom? And was not the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees an outer righteousness, where they took pride in following the outer letter of the law, the outer scripture, into minute detail, thereby thinking they could guarantee their way into heaven? And did not Jesus say that the kingdom of heaven comes not with observation, for the kingdom of God is within you? So is it not clear, my beloved, is it not obvious for those who have ears to hear and eyes to see that Jesus called all to come into oneness with him, which is why he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me, meaning the universal Christ consciousness, with which I am one in the eternal now. So, my beloved hearts, what is indeed the blindness that blinds people to these evident truths, these truths that should be self-evident and would be self-evident if people were not blinded so that they could not see the obvious? Oh, my beloved, so many people think they are religious or spiritual, but they are as blind as the people who thought the earth was flat, for they see not that which should be obvious if they would only open their minds and hearts. And yet, my beloved, what is it that prevents people from seeing the reality and the truth of Christ and Buddha? Well, my beloved, it is that they are not mindful, that they are not awake. And why are they not awake? It is because they have allowed themselves, without realizing what happened, to be pulled into the eternal human struggle. And this is the struggle that is set up between two dualistic extremes. And these extremes take many different forms, my beloved. But they are always two extremes, and they pull on you. They pull you to go into one of the extremes, and they are always those who promise you that if you shun the one dualistic extreme and come into the other dualistic extreme, you are guaranteed to be saved. And this, my beloved, is the promise of all false religion that has ever been seen on this planet. And unfortunately, the majority of humankind are still believing in this false promise of a false salvation, an outer salvation through belonging to this particular outer religion or belief system, following its leaders and practices. Oh, my beloved, it is this eternal human struggle that causes all of the suffering on earth. And we have no other desire than to see you awaken to the reality that this struggle is unreality, and that by shunning that unreality, attaining the Christ discernment that allows you to see through it and see the reality of God behind it, you can overcome that struggle. You can pull yourself out. You can raise yourself above the eternal human struggle. For my beloved, the Buddha truly said as one of the Four Noble Truths that life is suffering, but life is only suffering when you are trapped in a consciousness of duality that binds you to this eternal struggle of seeking to avoid the one dualistic extreme that is portrayed as bad and coming into the other dualistic extreme that is portrayed as good. Yet even though some people are very sincere and strive for an entire lifetime, perhaps even many lifetimes, to escape the bad dualistic extreme and come into the good dualistic extreme, they never quite make it. And my beloved, why is this so? Well, it is so, my beloved, because the duality consciousness sets up a goal that is unreachable, that is unattainable. You see, my beloved, no one has ever fully escaped the dualistic extreme that men call evil and reached the dualistic extreme that men call good. And why is this so? Because when you are trapped in duality, you have entered a realm where you are being pulled on by two opposing forces. And, my beloved, the closer you get to one dualistic extreme, the more you will be pulled back towards the other extreme. And why is this so? Because as you move away from the centeredness on the middle way of Christ and Buddha, you are the one who are creating the force that pulls you back. You see, my beloved, there are so many people who believe that when they are pulled away from what they define as good, it is because they are being pulled away by the forces of darkness, the forces of evil. And my beloved, while this is true, I must tell you that the reason why you are being pulled by the force of evil, the reason why the force of this evil, the prince of this world, has anything in you on which it can pull, is that you are trapped in the realm of duality. And so you see, my beloved, if you were not being pulled away from good, what would happen was that you would go into a state in which you thought you were perfectly good, and you would stay there indefinitely. Yet, my beloved, as Jesus said when he said that the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees would not get them to heaven, was precisely that being humanly good is not sufficient to get you to heaven, for being humanly good is still in the realm of duality. So you see, my beloved, if it was indeed possible for you to escape human evil and go into the extreme of human good, you would still be trapped in duality, yet you would believe that you would be saved, and therefore you would not strive to go beyond that state. And therefore, if you did not strive to go beyond it, you would never attain salvation. So you see, my beloved, the force that human beings call evil is indeed evil, but it is evil in a dualistic sense. And as long as people are trapped in duality, it actually has the function of preventing them from going into the opposite extreme of human good, of relative good, and staying there indefinitely. Now, my beloved, this is a subtle point, and I do not want you to misunderstand or misinterpret what I say. I am not saying that evil is good. I am not saying that evil is part of God's plan. I am not saying that God wants evil to remain on this planet. I am only saying that as long as people insist on expressing their creative powers through the mind of duality, as long as they insist on trying to preserve the separate sense of self, the identity of the human ego, then they will be subject to the force of evil, and therefore you can never fully attain goodness or peace on earth. This is what the Buddha knew, and that is why he said that life is suffering, for he knew that as long as you are trapped behind this veil of illusion, this veil of Maya, you cannot escape suffering. Jesus knew this as well and expressed the same truth, only in slightly different words. And thus, my beloved, it is time for the spiritual people of the world to wake up and realize that beyond the outer teachings given by the Christ and the Buddha so long ago, there is a universal timeless truth. And that truth is that when you leave the realm of duality, you can find eternal peace. But my beloved, you cannot find peace in the past. You cannot find peace in the future, and you cannot find peace in the present. But then, my beloved, where is peace found? If it is not found in past, present, or future, what else is there? Well, my beloved, there is indeed the eternal now. The eternal now is not the past. The eternal now is not the future. This, I trust, should be easy to see for those who have given the last two rosaries. Yet what you need to realize now is that the eternal now is not the present either. For the eternal now is not what human beings who are trapped in duality call the present. The eternal now is outside of the dualistic concept of time. You see, my beloved, human beings are trapped on this treadmill where they feel that the more they strive for good, the more they are being pulled towards evil. And thus they begin to feel that if only they strive harder, then they can perhaps overcome the resistance and attain good, or attain whatever else they desire on earth, such as eternal youth, eternal beauty, riches that cannot be lost, or whatever else it might be. But as I have explained to you, the more you pull towards one extreme, the more you will be pulled back towards the other. And so people enter this treadmill whereby they start running faster and faster, thinking that if only they can run fast enough, they will somehow catch up. And my beloved, when you look at the world, you will see that billions of people are caught in what many people call the rat race, of always trying to catch up, but never getting there. And yet there are many people who have come to the point of feeling that they have had enough of this rat race. They have had enough of this human suffering, this treadmill. And so they turn to the spiritual path, to the spiritual side of life, to a spiritual teaching or a spiritual teacher. And they think that if only they can find the Holy Grail, the Philosopher's Stone, the magic formula, they can escape the rat race and find eternal rest, eternal peace. You see, my beloved, this is the era of the age. People are caught between the rock and the hard spot, the rock being the sense that if you only run fast enough, you will reach your goal, and the hard spot being the opposite, namely the reasoning that there must be a place of eternal rest where you can escape the rat race. Yet I tell you, there is no place of eternal rest. The kingdom of God that Jesus talked about is not a place of eternal rest. The state of nirvana that the Buddha talked about is not a state of eternal rest. You see, my beloved, the only thing that is eternal in this world of form is the river of life. But the river of life is not standing still. My beloved, I have not called it the ocean of life, for the ocean might imply something that is still. No, my beloved, I have called it the river of life, for the river of life is the process of life, the process of co-creation that the Creator started when he started this world of form. And this is the process that will continue to transcend itself and become more until the entire void is filled with light. And this world of form has fulfilled its purpose. Ah, my beloved, truly these concepts can be difficult to grasp, especially for the linear Western mind that has been brought up to be the perfect consumer who is always striving to make more money so that they can buy more things. But yet I tell you, there are millions of people on this planet who are ready to not only understand this truth, but to internalize it, to integrate it, to become one with it, to the point where they can truly step off the rat race. But instead of seeking eternal rest in some kind of still stand, they now plunge themselves into the river of life, where they realize that eternal rest is to be one with, to be in sync with, the constant self-transcendence of the river of life. For you see, my beloved, what creates the rat race, what creates the sense that you are behind and can never catch up, is precisely that the conscious you has built a false sense of identity, an identity based on separation. And therefore, it is this sense of separation from life itself that gives you the feeling that you are behind. And no matter how fast you run in the dualistic world, seeking to escape one dualistic extreme and find the other, you will never catch up. For the only way to catch up is to realize that the problem is separation, separation from the river of life, the process that takes you from being a separate co-creator to being a full creator with God consciousness. This, my beloved, is the path of oneness that the Ascended Host have taught since the beginning of time and space. All true teachers throughout the ages have taught this path. But in past ages, it has been impossible, at least in recorded history, to describe this path in the open and straightforward language that you use today. That is why many past teachings have been veiled in complicated language that made it difficult to understand the teachings and made it easy to overlook the inner core of the teachings. This was also done to shield the teachings from the eyes of the profane so that they would not misuse them and thereby gain even more control over others than they already had taken through the means available to them in the realm of duality. So, my beloved, what has happened as a result of the past 2,000 years and the many cycles before the past 2,000 years is that humankind has reached a point where a critical mass of people are ready at inner levels to understand the reality of the path of oneness. And my beloved, what these people need is simply the outer teaching that will reconnect them to what they already know within themselves. I have set the stage for the revelation of this teaching with my book on the Master Keys to the Abundant Life. I have given you the keys to healing the psychology, and those keys will remain valid for a very long time. Yet, my beloved, my book was a preparation for the book that will now be released through Maitreya and his office of the Great Initiator. This book is called Master Keys to Spiritual Freedom, and I must tell you that it is the most significant event in the release of progressive revelation from the Ascended Host to take place in recorded history. My beloved, I am not here trying to exaggerate. I am simply giving you the plain truth. This book gives, in straightforward language that anyone who is willing can understand, the essential truths about what is going on planet Earth today and what has been going on this planet for eons, even beyond the time span that most people can comprehend and accept. For you see, my beloved, both fundamentalist Christians and fundamentalist scientists are grossly in error when they estimate the age of the earth and the age of the human population and human life on this planet. Both go back, far back. There has been intelligent life on this planet for far longer than you can even imagine with your present level of awareness. But Lord Maitreya will give you the story of the dynamic that has been going on and why there is so much conflict and strife and division on this planet. This, my beloved, is a most powerful key to attaining the spiritual freedom for which so many people long, and at this age that is truly the transition between the age of Pisces and the age of Aquarius, the age of Aquarius being, of course, the age of spiritual freedom. And so, my beloved, we of the Ascended Host are indeed excited about the release of this book, for it has been a major process for both of our messengers to hold the balance for bringing this book into the physical realm. And although only one messenger has been directly involved with wording this book, both have indeed held the balance for its being brought forth. This, my beloved, is not as simple as sitting down and taking a dictation as the messenger is doing now. For you see, my beloved, Maitreya's book is not as right brain and intuitive as the dictations we normally give. Maitreya's book is far more left brain, rational, linear, straightforward, in order to appeal to the rational, linear, straightforward mindset that so many people have in this age. This does not mean that it compromises the deeper spiritual spherical truth, nor that it is not powerful. But it does mean that the book required a different type of effort and a different type of awareness on the part of the messenger who brought it forth. So you see, my beloved, this is why it took almost a year to bring this book into physical manifestation. This is why it required the messenger to stretch his mind almost beyond what was possible. So, my beloved, I ask you to avail yourself of this book, for truly, there is not one person who is open to these websites who cannot benefit greatly from studying, absorbing, and internalizing this most precious gift from the heart of Lord Maitreya. Let none think they are beyond this book. Let none think that they can get from this website what is in this book. For you must understand that when we give a book is meant to be read from cover to cover, which means that you take in the teachings in a linear fashion, as opposed to the skip here and skip there method of study that many people imply on the websites. There is nothing wrong with studying the websites and jumping to the things that interest you most, but there is great value in taking a book, starting on page one and reading it all the way through so that you allow the teachings to build one upon the other until you are brought closer to the point of breaking through to a higher awareness. So, my beloved, I cannot strongly enough emphasize the importance of this book, not only for yourself, but also in terms of bringing greater awareness about this book to other people, doing whatever you can to spread the word that this book is now available and that it will indeed give all spiritual people on this planet the big picture. My beloved, this book is not meant to start a new religion, a new exclusivist movement that claims that we now have the final or the highest possible truth. This book is deliberately meant to be universal so that it can be studied by people from many different backgrounds and belief systems. But I must tell you that there is not one person on this planet who is spiritually aware, who cannot, if they are open, benefit from studying this book. For surely there are so many keys, so many secrets revealed in this book, that no one can fail to benefit from it. And the greatest benefit of all will be that for many people this book will tie together the many loose ends that they have picked up from studying teachings here, there, and everywhere over many decades. This book can give you that overall picture that finally makes it all come into focus, so you see the reality of what is going on this planet and how you fit into that big picture. You finally see why you are here at this critical time. You finally see the role you can play, the role for which you volunteered to come into embodiment at this time, so you could help Jesus see the culmination of his 2,000-year cycle and set the best possible foundation for the next 2,000-year cycle of Saint Germain. My beloved, this is why many of you are here. You came here to give Jesus his victory, and through that victory of Christ, set the stage for the victory of Saint Germain in a manifestation, the physical manifestation of the great golden age that he envisions for this planet. For truly, unless we have the victory of Christ's discernment, that golden age cannot and will not come about. And unless the top 10% of the most spiritual people wake up and accept their calling to be the forerunners for Christ's discernment, to find that Christ's discernment in the secret chamber of their own hearts, and then to shout it from the housetops. Well, unless they take up that calling, then the awakening, the mass awakening, will not happen, and then the golden age will be delayed, possibly for centuries, if it even comes about at all. For truly, the golden age cannot come about with the present level of consciousness that rules the nations. And this is something we will talk more about in our upcoming conferences, both in the United States and in Europe. For I must tell you that there is indeed an awakening that is right around the corner, that is right under the surface. But something is needed in order for it to break through, so that people can realize in their conscious awareness what is going on this planet and how they must stand up to the forces of duality that are seeking to destroy that which the ascended hosts have built now for many spiritual cycles. You see, my beloved, it is possible that the power elite and the forces of duality can lose their grip on humanity within the next couple of decades. But for this to happen, someone must make an extraordinary effort, and those someone are the people who think and see themselves as the most spiritually advanced people on this planet. Not in a prideful way, not in an outer way, but through the inner recognition of the heart that if I don't do it, who will? And if I don't do it now, then when? But you see, my beloved, in order for you to come to that awakening and realization, in order for you to be willing to have dominion, you must first find the reality of being, the reality of your Christ nature, your Buddha nature. And that reality can be found not only within yourself, but only within the eternal now. You see, my beloved, I know I am painting a picture here that we need you to make an effort, and it might seem like I am encouraging you to create a new spiritual rat race that causes you to run faster and give more prayers and decrees and rosaries and give them faster and faster so you hardly have time to breathe. But you see, my beloved, that is not what I am encouraging. I am encouraging you to step outside of the human and the human spiritual rat race. I am encouraging you to find the stillness within, the stillness that does not still stand in some imagined place of rest or nirvana. No, I encourage you to find the stillness that is the stillness of the river of life, which flows ever so gently, but nevertheless is unstoppable by any of the forces in this world. And my beloved, it is precisely to help you find the stillness of the eternal now that I with great joy release this rosary of the eternal now. It is my hope that even those of you who have so far found it difficult to give a rosary every day will at least make an effort, make it your goal, to give this rosary 33 times before Easter Sunday. For if a critical mass of people will commit to giving this rosary 33 times before Easter, then you will pave the way for an extraordinary release of light on Easter Sunday that can indeed have very important ramifications for the bringing forth of permanent peace in the Middle East and the avoidance of an escalation of the hostilities that have been planned by the forces of darkness. My beloved, there is indeed a potential that a war can break out in the Middle East before this summer. And this potential is not only created by forces in the Middle East. No, my beloved, it is indeed created by the forces right here in this nation of the United States, especially in Washington, D.C. If you will think back and perhaps study at available sources the rhetoric that was spread abroad by the Bush administration and the American government in the months before the invasion of Iraq, you will see that they are now starting to use that same rhetoric in the way they talk about Iran, not only their nuclear program, but also their so-called interference with what the American government calls the internal affairs of Iraq. I am not denying that there is interference from Iran. I am simply saying that the rhetoric that has come out over these last couple of months is attempting to set the stage for a confrontation that will give the forces behind the Bush administration an excuse for stepping up the military confrontation with Iran in various ways. My beloved, you may think that these forces were defeated in the November election, but it is not so. They know that the president still has powers when it comes to foreign policy, and they are determined to use President Bush as they have used him so far to achieve their larger agenda, which has already been spoken about by both the Christ and the Buddha and myself and Saint Germain. They are hoping for one final hurrah before President Bush leaves office, and they are hoping to create an escalation that the Democrats will not be able to stop, because once the black cat of war is out of the bag, they think nothing will be able to put it back in the bag. Yet I tell you that we of the ascended host can not only put it back in a bag, but we can prevent it from leaving in the first place. But in order to do this, we must have those in physical embodiment who will be the open doors and who will call forth the absolute God victory of the eternal peace, the infinite peace of the eternal now being established on earth. That is why I ask you to give a vigil of giving this rosary for at least 33 days, specifically making calls for the prevention of an escalation of conflict in the Middle East, in all areas of the Middle East. And then while you give the rosary, envision the golden Buddha seated in the nexus of the figure eight flow between East and West, as described in Gautama's New Year's dictation. My beloved, if you will give this rosary, and at the same time study and internalize Maitreya's book, I can assure you that you will render an incredibly important service to this planet. For you see, my beloved, this rosary of the eternal now is designed to help you internalize the teachings in Maitreya's book, and the teachings in Maitreya's book, when internalized, will help you to give the rosary with greater power. And altogether, this can form an upward spiral that will not only give you personal growth that is unprecedented, but will also turn you into a far more potent force for denouncing the forces of war and bringing forth the light of peace that will consume the darkness that threatens to cover the land. This, my beloved, is indeed a greater opportunity than we of the Ascended Host have seen for many a year. For suddenly, all of the pieces of the puzzle have been brought together, and all that is needed is that you put them together in your mind so that you can step back and see the big picture of what is going on planet Earth and how you fit in to that big picture and how God in you can be the master key to the turning of cycles and a turning of ages and a turning of the tables of the money changers who have inserted themselves in every area of human society, from religion to politics to the banking houses and the economy. And truly the Christ in you can overturn the tables of those money changers and cast them out of the temple of God, so that we can have this temple once again be a house not of prayer, but of knowledge, but of wisdom, but of love and power. The absolute God victory of the infinite peace of the eternal now flowing from the temple of God in your hearts. Not a temple built with hands in a physical location, but the temple within that is not built with hands, and therefore is the open door for the flow of light into this material world. Thus, my beloved, what more can I say? How could I possibly make it more important for you to participate in this vigil of giving this rosary while studying the book of Maitreya? For my beloved, you will find that through the combination of studying the book and giving the rosary, you will spiral upwards and find an inner peace that you might not have thought possible. Thus I leave you with my infinite gratitude for the giving of my rosaries now for so many months, and for your support, even physical, financial support, but first of all spiritual support, that has made it possible to bring forth this book and these rosaries. Truly, my beloved, you have the gratitude of a mother's heart. For my joy in seeing you is full, and if you will but open your heart, I will give you a portion of that joy as you are able to hold it. Thus, be with me in the eternal now, as we approach the day of the crucifixion and resurrection of Christ in you. I seal you in the love of Archangel Michael, Jesus, Gautama Buddha, and myself. I seal you in the love and wisdom, in the infinite kindness of Maitreya. For these masters all have indeed been part of this release of light, as they are part of the release of this rosary and book. Thus it is done. For the mouth of the Lord, the Divine Mother, has spoken it in a physical octave, and it will truly spread like rings in the water and break up the hardened shells in the Christ consciousness that keep people trapped behind the illusions of Maya. Let them be done with, and let God's people be free to leave the bondage and find the promised land beyond duality.